Okay, this afternoon I'll be talking to you a little bit about pepper weevil, which you heard, might have heard about if you were here for Zofia's talk. A little background on the pepper weevil. It's a major pest of all species of cultivated capsicum, but it can also feed and reproduce on other species within the genus Solanum, including wild nightshades and eggplant. While it originated, or supposedly originated, in southern Mexico, it is currently found throughout the Caribbean, Central America, and the southern United States, and is a rather major pest in Florida pepper fields. It causes damage to reproductive structures by feeding and ovipositing in flower buds and small fruits. And as you heard a little bit earlier, while there is no information currently known about host volatile attraction, we have known for a long time that males produce an aggregation pheromone when they're feeding on the plants, and that this pheromone is available commercially and is used in monitoring programs with a variable amount of success. So we're interested in host plant volatiles, and to put it into context, the McCausland Lab is working on a push-pull trapping system, and this component, this volatile component, is going to be part of our pull, and hopefully if everything works out the way we hope it will, we'll be able to improve the trapping system for this insect in conjunction with the aggregation pheromone that's currently available. We're also in the process of identifying an ovipositioned deterring pheromone, and that's been in the works for a little while now. And so just to put all this research into a context that we actually care about. So our overall goal then is to understand weevil response to host plant volatiles in order to develop a more effective monitoring tools and management programs. And with that overall goal in mind, the research objectives I'm going to present to you today, the first one is to confirm attraction of pepper weevil to constitutive and induced host plant volatiles. And following up on that, to identify host plant volatiles that are present in undamaged and damaged pepper plants. And we're really at the beginning of that stage, so I'll just be showing you some preliminary data. Most of this work was done using a Y2 bulfactometer. We looked at jalapeno pepper plants, and these plants were grown in greenhouse for 8 weeks for flowering plants and 10 weeks for fruiting plants. Our plants were contained in glass or plexiglass containers, and for our Y-tube collection volatiles, air was passed through the system using pressurized air, I'm sorry. For our damaged plant assays, we placed 5 females on the plants for 48 hours. They were held on there by organdy sleeves, and they were allowed to feed for 2 days. For all of our Y-tube assays, we walked male and female weevils until 50 had responded, and the percent responding was recorded, and the data was analyzed by chi-squared. So our first question is a very basic one. Are pepper weevils attracted to constitutively produced host plant volatiles? We suspected they were, but we wanted to actually show that they were. So in this first graph, you'll see very clearly that pepper weevils are attracted to host plant volatiles when given a choice between pepper volatiles and purified air. So our follow-up question to that is we wanted to know, since these insects feed in reproductive structures, on flowers and small fruit, we wanted to know, are they attracted to the volatiles from these two structures? So in these assays, flowers and fruit were excised from the plant immediately before presentation in the Y-tube. And if you take a look at this first graph here, this is flowers, and what you'll see, interestingly, is that it doesn't appear that the pepper weevil is attracted to flower volatiles, which is somewhat surprising considering that the weevil will feed on the pollen and they will oviposit in flowers, or at least flower buds. And so it was a little bit surprising that they weren't attracted to flowers in this assay. But if you take a look at the fruit assay, they were attracted to excised fruit volatiles. So taking those three assays together, we've shown that the pepper weevil is attracted to constitutively produced volatiles, but we also wanted to know if they were attracted to plants that had feeding damage on them. So for this assay, we allowed the females to feed for 2 days, and then 1 hour prior to the assay for the damage treatment, we removed the weevils in order to allow the plant wounds time to heal. So we have two treatments. We have an undamaged plant and a damaged plant that has 2 days of feeding damage, but the wounds were allowed to close. And so in this case, we see that the pepper weevil is attracted to feeding damage on plants. And the first graph is showing flowering plants, and the second graph is showing fruiting plants. And as you can see, both sexes were attracted to damaged pepper plants. So our follow-up question to that is, we know that they're attracted to sort of this old feeding damage, and we wanted to know, are they even more attracted to plants that have actively feeding females? So we held, again, females for 2 days on these plants. The damage treatment had the females removed, and then the active feeding assays had the females were allowed to continue feeding throughout the bioassay. And as you can see here, for both flowering and fruiting plants, the insects preferred plants with actively feeding insects on them, so that are producing maybe more green leaf volatiles. So they're attracted to this active feeding. So finally, since we know that they're attracted to active feeding, but as you saw in the earlier graphs, we were looking at both flowering plants, this sort of 8-week-old flowering stage and a 10-week-old fruiting stage. We wanted to know, is there a difference in attraction? Do they prefer the flowering plants or the fruiting plants that have actively feeding weevils on them? And here you can see that there is a difference. The insects preferred plants that had actively feeding females if they're fruiting plants. And again, these are about 2 weeks separation in plants in age, but the later plants are more attractive. So that was a conclusion of our behavioral assays, and now we know that active feeding damage is at least appears to be the most attractive to our pepper weevils. So now we need to know what changes are actually occurring in the volatile production that are observed between the undamaged plants and these actively feeding plants. This is very preliminary work, so I'm just going to show you some what we've found within the past couple weeks. We performed an experiment where we did automated volatile collection of pepper plants for 3 days, so 72 hours. There were three treatments. We looked at undamaged plants, plants with females feeding, and plants with males feeding. And if you'll remember, the males produce an aggregation pheromone, and that's why we did not use those treatments in the original Y-tube assays. The volatiles were collected 24 hours a day during four different time periods, and the extracts were analyzed using GC mass spec, and the compounds were identified using a library search. I'm only going to be showing you a brief look at these two treatments, undamaged and female feeding, and for this one time period on the second day. This is the time period that all the Y-tube behavioral bioassays were conducted, so it gives us a possible look at what the weevils might have been experiencing during these Y-tube assays. The top chromatogram shows female active feeding, and the bottom shows the pepper control. And the first thing you might notice is that they don't look all too dramatically different. What we're really seeing is a lot of quantitative differences, sort of an increase in production of some compounds that are already there, and a few new compounds being induced. And we'll take a closer look at these two sections just to give you an idea of what's happening. In this graph, the blue line, which I hope you can see, is the pepper control, and the black is the female active feeding. And when you take a look at minutes 8 through 13, you see a couple of compounds that are being upregulated: hexanol acetate, E-beta-osamine, linalool, and actually methyl salicylate in this replication was downregulated during this time period, which is an interesting occurrence, and some compounds that are remaining the same. For this later time period, minutes 15 through 17, we see a couple of compounds that are newly induced: hexasquithugene, alpha-zingiberine, E-beta-farnesene, and other compounds that are just being upregulated. They're present in the constitutively produced volatiles, but they're produced at a higher, or released at a higher rate in the damaged feeding. So at this point, we're working on an inventory of all the compounds that are being produced by pepper over these 3 days and multiple time intervals to track the changes that are occurring during feeding, and to sort of come to terms with what compounds we might want to investigate for further studies. So the conclusions for this work is that pepper weevils are attracted to host plant volatiles, which we expected them to be, and we were able to show that volatiles from plants with active feeding female pepper weevils are the most attractive. And active feeding damage on fruiting plants is more attractive than flowering plants, so we're going to be focusing most of our work on those. And that the change in the volatile plume of damaged plants was mostly quantitative, with a few new compounds being induced. Our next steps, as I mentioned, we're going to be working on identifying the compounds in these plumes and quantifying the changes between constitutive and actively feeding females. This will lead us into the next phase of this research, which is to identify attractive host plant volatiles with GCAEID and behavioral bioassays. And this work is going to be done by a PhD student in the McAuslin lab. And we are planning on investigating the response of pepper weevils to the male aggregation pheromone in the presence of plant volatiles to see if a combination of these two will improve trapping and monitoring in the field. And I'd like to thank the lab and the insect chemistry unit at the USDA for allowing me to do work there, and our granting agency. And I'll take any questions you might have. Thank you.